My Life Today, January 31. Abraham built an altar wherever he went. Family worship in my life. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, and there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. The life of Abraham, the friend of God, was a life of prayer. Wherever he pitched his tent, close beside it was built an altar, upon which was offered the morning and evening sacrifice. When his tent was removed, the altar remained, and the roving Canaanite, as he came to that altar, knew who had been there. And when he had pitched his tent, he repaired the altar and worshipped the living God. So the homes of Christians should be lights in the world. Fathers and mothers, each morning and evening gather your children round you, and in humble supplication lift your hearts to God for help. Your dear ones are exposed to temptation and trial. Daily annoyances beset the path of young and old. Those who would live patient, loving, cheerful lives must pray. Victory can be gained only by resolute and unwavering purpose, constant watchfulness, and continual help from God. Parents, each morning consecrate yourselves and your family to God for that day. Make no calculation for months or years. These are not yours. One brief day is given you. As if it were your last on earth, work during its hours for the Master. Lay all your plans before God, to be carried out or given up as His providence shall indicate. Accept His plans instead of your own, even though their acceptance requires the abandonment of cherished projects. Thus, the life will be molded more and more after the divine example. Eternity alone will reveal the good results with which such seasons of worship are fraught.